Namaste. My name is Uli Simmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak how to date girls. Okay. If we want a beautiful, cute girl, then we experience inside of ourselves fear of rejection, fear not to be good enough, and fear to fail to get that girl. And that fears reject that girl. It is a vicious circuit. Okay. Inside this, we have inside these negative emotions. And these negative emotions that are against our desires are growing and resist that we get the things that we want. And that is true for every area of our life. Instead, just to feel the negative feelings, for instance, breathe deep in and out that feelings until they are gone, and then we go forward. And this is the reason why we don't attract the right things, because we have inside of us negative emotions that resist, that are against our desires. In this example, is it just very simple? Our inner child is afraid. And because it's afraid, it will sabotage our desire to get that girl. Because, I don't know, maybe mother is beating me. Understand that in a child of you. So we have to get rid of that fear. Okay. One solution is, okay, we think that it's the cutest girl in the world. I know that. And we must have that. But maybe we don't know she is the worst witch in the galaxy. Do you know it? It's just a package how she looks. Do you know her? Not. Okay. Then don't put your under pressure, because we have first to find out what kind of girl that is. Makes sense or not? And then we approach her and thinking, okay, let's have fun with her, let's entertain her, or let's look what kind of girl that is, or let's train us to be better in dating. But not with this intention to get her. Then this will put us too much under pressure. Or, even better thing, that will work. We're just saying, you are the most beautiful, cutest girl we have seen. When we feel that, no? And my heart is shaking, I'm stuttering. I have lost all my confidence because you're so awesome for me. Can I speak with you? Can I get in touch with you? Done. Okay. Then the next excuse, we cannot approach because this girl is busy, because it's talking. It's always some reason that is total nonsense inside of our brain. And we know when we want something from somebody, even he is engaged in some other talks, we say, sorry that we have to stop you, or that we have to interrupt you and so on. Or sorry that we interfere or disturb you and so on. And we like to speak with you. No? And the same thing is true also. We say, sorry, you're so awesome, so beautiful, no? And I need to speak with you. I want to get in touch with you. Because of you are so beautiful. Please. Give me a chance. And so we win back our power because we are showing our weakness. So the other over stupid approach is just to make a big show. To do it anyway. Be a man. Okay. Imagine there's somebody approaching you, over cool, playing calm, and full of tension. And you see the tension, you see then this eye contact, this artificial voice, or maybe he's under drugs. His wrong body posture. Even we don't see it consciously, subconsciously, we see all the signs that this guy is under pressure. And do you think that is fun for us? To get in contact with that guy? And then he starts, and be, no, I'm Brian, I like to speak to you. I'm Brian, I like to speak to you. A very, very high voice. Even you are the best artist, this never will work. You cannot cover up all the things what we immediately see when a foreigner or when a guy we never have seen before is approaching us, because our mind, our subconscious is checking everything very fast. It's not working so. So I would choose what I said before. The next biggest mistake I've done also, I thought then I was entertaining the girls and the guy who was speaking very less got always the girls. And then thought over, there must be something wrong. We speak less and feel much. And this speaking like a machine gun or so, and to know for everywhere, for everything an answer, is pushing the girl away. We want to be in our feelings, not in our mind. And I've seen it everywhere. The guys who said the less got always the girls. Always. There was no exception. So, maybe I'm stupid also. So, what I have seen, what I have experienced later, that I was with so many girls in the bed without knowing her name. Without knowing their name. Because it was unnecessary. And without speaking very much. Now you say I'm a super guy. I was super shy. I was a stutterer. To approach a girl, very fearful. I was beaten up for my oldest sister always. I had fear of women. Believe me one thing. I had it so damn difficult. More difficult than many all men in the world. But I never gave up. I've made therapy. I've made Qigong. I've made meditation to get rid of these fears. And then in this experience group, 75%, 80% are women. And to get them, quite simple. Not difficult. And on a party, still afraid that I stutter. Look in the eyes. From a girl, what you don't know. She looks back, you smile. But then, you go forward and keep the contact. Smiling. And then you embrace her. Done. without any work. And I've done it even on a ferry in Canada, and done it with an American Indian. It works. Just looking, my English was quite bad, on a ferry on Vancouver Islands. It was done. So simple it is. So, and for sure we're going to a place where the women are and so on. This is the same. And also we still, if we say well, less, when we say something, then we say what we like on her and we ask that we have some, show that we have interest in her instead to show how great we are. Bragging never works with women. Believe in one thing, braggers never have to sex with women. Keep your mouth closed. Feel more. Okay. Thank you that I could give you some tips. And bye.